The state ag department says the proposed livestock siting rules would be the biggest right-to-farm legislation in a decade. As more farms add many animals, farmers would know they have to supply plans to control odor, nutrients, and manure runoff, and to store animal waste. If they meet the requirements, the state says the farmers would get a local permit that would, in effect, protect a farm from urban development. Jeff Lyon of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau says some changes were made in recent months that made the plan more acceptable to big farms. Lyon says those changes included removing a predicted odor cap.
We believe that the best management practices that are allowed with it and getting a predicted odor score, those kinds of things, will allow people to expand their operations, be able to mitigate odor, take care of the concerns there, but also allow people to expand their operations.
Lyon also says the state decided to prevent local governments from requiring conditional use permits for farms with less than 500 animal units. Lyon says the Farm Bureau still has concerns about requirements for farms between 500 and 1,000 units, especially without a cost-sharing plan for controlling nutrients. But attorney Andrew Hansen of Midwest Environmental Advocates says he has bigger concerns. He says the odor standard could allow big farms to control land they don't own.
The rules will sweep away the rights of rural landowners in favor of giving those rights to agribusiness in this state. Basically, the odor standard is too weak, and it disregards the rights of rural landowners.
Hansen says new people who move in between major increases in a farm's livestock operation would not be protected. The Assembly Agriculture Committee is scheduled to review the siting rules, with committee chairperson Al Ott in favor of the package. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.